Previously on Heroes.
We have a problem. Siler, he's gone.
Nathan, what are you... Hey,
I think I'm in trouble, Pete.
Ever think that we can just live, Noah, out in the open?
No. I'm a friend, Tracy.
What is this place?
Home. Please take this. Find your way back here.
I pushed Nathan's memories into your mind. I made your body think that it was him.
I gotta go find Nathan, get my body back. Then I kill every single person even remotely involved.
Please, freeze!
What the hell are you doing?
I'm crossing that line.
You idiot, you'll die with me.
I know.
Where is Charlie?
I'm the only one who knows exactly where your sweet Charlie is. And you can save her. But only if you do exactly what I ask you to do. I made a mistake about 8 weeks ago.
Chapter 9, Brother's Keeper. At the carnival, Hero's holding a name tag which reads, Charlie.
This green earth has given us so much. It feels good to give back what we can.
Then why don't you give back Charlie? You're an evil man, butterfly man. You must release Charlie from wherever you are holding her.
I have a way for you to earn her freedom. I met a man 8 weeks ago. Here's something I wanted. A film from 1961. His name was Mahendra Suresh.
I know Dr. Suresh. I don't need to time travel. I can find him right now.
Dr. Suresh is dead.
You killed Dr. Suresh.
I needed to go back 8 weeks, Hiro, to a motel room in Texas.
To save his life.
No, to save that film before he destroyed it. Once you return, deliver to me, your sweet Charlie will be set free.
I don't know if I can even time travel anymore.
Then you're gonna have to try very, very hard. Your sweet Charlie's life depends on it.
Samuel!
Yeah?
We're down here.
Let's go.
Chennai, India.
So, India was connected to Australia?
As well as Madagascar and most of southern Africa. Now, together, they made a supercontinent called Pangaea. That is until India broke off and began to migrate north.
Everything keeps changing, doesn't it?
Indeed. Come on. One of the great lessons of plate tectonics is that all things are subject to evolution, even the earth beneath our feet. Remember to read chapter 6 before class.
Thank you, Dr. Suresh.
Your students adore you, Mohinder. Teaching is what you were born to do.
It does feel good to be back in the classroom again. Listen, I was thinking of making lamb biryani for dinner tonight.
You promised you were going to throw this away.
I am.
It was delivered over a month ago. I assumed you meant immediately.
Look, it's all of my father's work from Coyote Sands in the 60s. And I didn't mean to lie to you. It's just hard to let go.
We have a good life, Mohinder. A good, simple life here. Every time you dig into your father's research, you disappear into a rabbit hole. It only leads you to a dark place.
Perhaps you're right.
Mohinder places the box of his father's belongings inside a nearby rubbish bin. With a look of great regret, he places the lid on the bin and forces a smile as he turns to Mira. They walk off together into the sunshine, arms slung around each other's backs. Tracy's in a diner, looking at a poster that reads, Coming soon, Sullivan Brothers Carnival, limited engagement, see the sideshows. Washington, D.C., present day.
You doing okay? I've been sitting here staring at that poster for 2 hours.
You ever wonder what it would be like running off and joining a carnival?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a dream come true. Living with a bunch of fire-breathing freaks.
Just because they're different doesn't make them freaks.
Well, seriously. Can you imagine spending your life in some trailer moving from town to town?
And you spend your life where? In some crappy diner? I'm sorry.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm great. Fantastic.
The cup in Tracy's hand starts to freeze, then shatters on the counter.
My God. Sorry.
Something's going on. We'll figure it out.
Hey, it's not like I lost my car keys. I lost a week of my life.
Yeah, and you woke up in a carnival. You sure you want to remember that?
Senator Petrelli, welcome back.
It's good to be back. Elizabeth, do me a favor. Will you get my schedule out of the front office, please?
Sure.
Peter raises his eyebrows.
It was awfully casual.
Yeah. Tell me, Pete, it doesn't make any sense.
What's that?
Even if my lost weekend was just some crazy bender under the big top. Senator, going off the grid, that ought to raise one or two alarms, don't you think? Mom say anything when you talk to her?
She's in Washington, wants to meet us here. What are you thinking? Talk to me.
I thought I had a handle on this, Pete. But these last few weeks, it's just been like, I don't know who I am anymore.
You're the last guy I figured for an identity crisis, Nathan.
Senator?
Go ahead.
The good news is your day's wide open. We cleared your calendar when you went on vacation.
Vacation?
Sir, your mother said you weren't sure how long you'd be gone, so...
My mother. Right. Thank you.
Deja vu.
Oh, so sorry, you startled me. Can I help you?
Renee? It's okay.
Did my mother send you?
Don't come any closer. I've come here to speak with Peter.
Okay?
It's okay. Come on.
What are you doing here?
I came to warn you, Peter. You need to know the truth.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Noah Bennett's apartment, Washington, D.C. Carrying a basket of washing, Claire stops outside the front door when she sees that it's ajar and partially covered in ice. Slowly pushing the door open, she steps tentatively inside. Placing the basket on the floor, she sees the remains of the doorknob lying on a rug coated in ice. Her eyes rove around the apartment. Then she walks into the kitchen and grabs a large knife as she continues to examine her surroundings.
Freeze! Claire, it's me, Tracy Strauss. And you are breaking and entering in my dad's apartment because I really need to see him. Yeah, well, that's why God invented doorbells. I didn't mean to. I put my hand on the doorknob and it just... Look, do you know where he is? Something is going wrong with my power. I can't control it. I didn't know where else to go. Tracy, you're freezing.
Tracy's panic-stricken. Outside Nathan's office...
So this is my mother's idea to clean up Nathan's mess. She sends you to wipe out our memories?
It's what she wants me to do, but I cannot do it.
Okay, and why is that?
Your mother is blinded by her emotions. There are some lines that should never be crossed.
Why do you keep looking at him?
It is not up to me to reveal this thing. The decision must be yours. The answer you seek is here. If you go, Peter, go alone. What you discover may be more terrible than you can bear.
Peter stares at the Haitian, who leaves. India, 9 weeks ago. Mohinder's lying in bed, staring up at the ceiling as Mira sleeps. He turns his head to look at her, then quietly gets up. He places the box of his father's belongings on a table and opens it. Mohinder frowns as he pages through a book filled with handwriting and small sketches. His hands fall on an ID card, which he plucks from the box and examines. He gently blows dust off the silver casing of a film reel, which bears a label with the name Samuel. He plays the film on a projector.
This is Dr. Chandra Suresh, and this is entry number 4. Coyote Sands Relocation Center, March 5th, 1961. I've been trying to alert the authorities here to the potential danger of gathering so many persons with abilities in one location. My concern centers around an apparent force, small but measurable, that emanates from all such individuals. When two or more of these forces approximate, they amplify exponentially, like a kind of gravity or magnetism. An abnormal spike in seismic activity as of late appears to be emanating from one of the individuals being held here, a pregnant woman by the name of... This is entry number 21. It is my intention to document the birth of the child. There has been an enormous release of seismic activity throughout the day.
He's crowding.
I fear that this child may indeed...
It's okay.
In the film, the camera falls sideways and lights flicker. A blue-looking Tracy steps into a steaming bath. Claire helps her in.
It's better. Why is this happening to me? I thought it would be a good idea to make you some tea.
You sure you're okay?
Thanks, Claire.
She smiles at Claire, who walks out of the bathroom. Tracy closes her eyes and leans back in the bathtub, letting out a long sigh. A white glow reflects off Tracy's neck. The water starts to turn to ice by her feet, continuing its freezing journey along her legs. Opening her eyes, she looks at the scene before her in horror. Ice forms on the taps and the edge of the tub. She jumps out of the bath.
What happened? The water started to freeze. It is happening over and over again, and I can't stop it. Tracy, just calm down. Try to take a deep breath. Oh, no. Claire.
Claire's unable to respond as the ice envelops her entire body.
Can you hear me?
Tracy's wide-eyed with horror as she stares at a frozen Claire.
Oh, my God.
Store it here. Arlington, Virginia.
Sex.
To Peter.
I really thought we were done with this cloak and dagger stuff. I still can't figure out why the Haitian didn't want me in the loop.
Doesn't matter now.
Peter unlocks the door to a storage unit.
This just gets better and better.
They stop as they hear a noise behind them.
Check it out.
Yeah.
We good?
Good.
A large silver case is the only item in the storage unit. Nathan undoes the clasps and lifts up the lid.
What do you got?
It's a body.
He pulls back the sheet of plastic, then stops and stares.
What is it?
Nathan blinks in disbelief.
It's me.
Peter pulls back the sheeting to see Nathan's body lying in the case. The brothers exchange glances.
It's not you. The shapeshifter or something. It's not.
There's got to be a reason the Haitian wanted you to see this.
This is just weird. Come on,
it's all right.
Touching the corpse's head, Nathan has a flashback.
You know, Nathan. Bits and pieces of things. Hotel room. Siler.
Siler, that's all news. The guy's been dead for weeks.
I know. I heard Parkman.
What?
His voice, he was angry. Whatever's going on, we're not gonna get any straight answers out of Mom or the Haitian.
Okay, so we gotta find Matt.
Where is he?
L.A.
Let's go find him.
You sure?
Not sure of anything.
Nathan stalks out, pulling the light switch as he goes. At Noah's, Tracy's frantically dragging Claire's frozen body across the living room.
I'll get you in the back.
Claire's right foot snaps off in Tracy's hand. She picks up the severed appendage and starts to sob. Claire rises up behind her, dripping with water.
Tracy. No, I heal. I heal. It's like what I do.
She holds out her hands to Tracy, who hands her the severed foot with a relieved smile. In Nathan's office.
You think you ever really know somebody?
God, are you hearing yourself?
Yeah.
But you know what I see when I look at all this? I see the big brother that would let me win by a nose when we would race. I see the naval officer who would rearrange his leave so that I could have a good birthday. The past couple years, I've seen the guy that saved my ass more than a few times.
I made a lot of mistakes.
So have I. Don't beat yourself up over it.
Senator Petrelli?
Yeah?
I found something. I just hope this isn't the Matt Parkman you're looking for. He's in a hospital in Texas under guard. They're saying he tried to commit suicide by cop.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Multiple gunshot wounds. He's in critical condition.
You know, Nathan, I can heal people now. If we can get in, I think I can save him.
At the carnival, Hero's standing in front of a map with his eyes screwed shut. Samuel notices him and stops.
Hero, tick-tock, tick-tock.
I'm trying.
You can do this, Hero. I have faith in you.
Hero pushes his glasses further up his nose and grimaces with effort as he tries again to teleport. 9 weeks ago. Mahinda's film projector whirs and flickers with the film reel of his father. He moves towards a desk covered in electrical clutter, then grabs a handwritten book full of equations and flicks quickly through the pages. Picking up a hammer, he taps at a small yellow item he holds in his hand. Frowning with concentration, he then places this into a small wooden box. In the morning, Mira emerges from the bedroom to find the projector whirring round endlessly and Mahinda draped over the desk, asleep.
Mohinder?
He jolts awake, then lunges to switch off the projector when he sees Mira.
Mira, I have made a remarkable discovery. There's a power, an actual quantifiable force.
Promise to me, Mohinder.
You know, Mira, this is important. Using my father's equations, I built a device, a sort of compass that I can use.
Will you listen to yourself? Possessed again by these voices in your head.
No, you don't understand. By following this compass, the child on that film is still alive and surrounds himself with a large enough number of specials. He can become the most...
Stop! I'm begging you, Mohinder. Please think very carefully about what you have. About what you have to lose. I love you. But if you disappear again, I will not wait for you to return.
She flashes him a final warning look, then leaves the room. Sitting down heavily in his seat as he contemplates her words, he picks up the small wooden box, which now contains a homemade compass. The needle spins round and round. Midland Hospital. Midland, Texas. Present day. Peter and Nathan look across a hallway into a room where Matt is lying asleep in bed. The pair glance at reception, where a guard jokes with a member of staff. Then they slip silently into Matt's room. Nathan shuts the door behind them and closes the blinds. Peter stands at the foot of Matt's bed. Nathan glances back at the door while Peter approaches the bed and places his hands on Matt's chest. Matt's eyelids start to flicker, and his head rolls from side to side, while on his left arm, a deep purple bruise fades away.
Matt. Okay. You're okay. It's me, Peter.
What happened?
You're okay.
Good things do come to those who wait.
Son of a bitch, get out of my head! You're in the hospital, I brought you back. Well, now you don't understand. This is exactly what you want.
What are you talking about?
Bring him closer, Parkman. One touch is all I need, then you can have your miserable life back. I can have my body back.
Shut up! Guys, run. Get away from me before he comes back.
Before who comes back?
Siler.
Siler's dead, Matt.
No, he's in my head. He's trying to control my mind. I know this sounds crazy, but if he controls me, if he gets my power, he's going to jump back into his body.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down, Matt. What do you mean, his body?
This should be good.
Nathan, you're dead. Siler murdered you. He cut your throat. I used my power to purge his mind from his body and put your thoughts in.
You're weakening, Parkman.
I'm not gonna let you do this.
I don't have time for all the five stages of grief. Let's go right from denial to acceptance.
Siler pushes his hand inside Matt's head. The brothers see Matt convulse, then smile serenely at them. Matt's now outside his own body.
Oh my God, you son of a bitch.
Nathan, it's true.
No!
I'm so sorry.
Stay back.
You're saying I'm Siler.
Yes, but I can make it all right. All you need to do is take my hand.
Don't take his
hand. It all makes sense, Pete.
Get away from him.
Stop! It all adds up. These new powers aren't mine.
Stop.
They're Siler's. I don't exist.
Doesn't make sense. I don't buy that.
Take my hand, Nathan.
He's controlling you.
Take my hand now.
No!
Do it. Take my hand.
I'll kill you first!
It's okay, Pete. Matt's right. It's time to end it.
One touch, Nathan, and it's over.
No, don't touch him. You touch him. He's got my power. His mind will go back into his body. Stop. Stop!
You, back away from the prisoner.
Take my hand. Do it now.
I said get away.
Back away! Nathan, where is he? Nathan, where is he?
Come here. Gotta get out of here.
No! Nathan! Nathan, is he in you? Son of a bitch, is he in you?
Nathan's carrying Peter.
We're in here!
Armed guards rush in as the blinds flap at the open window. The pair have vanished. 8 weeks ago. Mahinda's standing outside the carnival. He consults his homemade compass and enters the showground. Still consulting his compass, he walks past some caravans.
Can I help you with something?
I hope so. I'm looking for someone who may or may not even exist. If he does, his name would be Samuel Sullivan.
The man stares critically at Mahinda, then extends a hand.
I'm Joseph Sullivan, proprietor. The man you're looking for is my brother. Come with me.
If my evidence is correct, your brother may be capable of magnifying his powers simply by being near others with abilities.
Powers, abilities. I'd like to help you, Doctor. But I'm afraid I've no idea what you're talking about. I thought you were going to build a fire.
Figured, Edgar and Damien could handle that. I'm Samuel.
Samuel Sullivan.
Dr. Suresh here has a few questions for me. He's writing a book on the life of traveling carnies.
People want to read a thing like that?
It's a colorful and exotic world.
Why don't you join the others at the fire pit? I'm sure they could use your help.
Yeah, of course.
Samuel stares at Mahinda, then saunters off.
I've just traveled 8,000 miles to speak with your brother. If you're going to try and stop me, you better have a damn good reason.
Please, come inside.
Mahinda steps into a nearby caravan. Joseph follows and shuts the door behind him. Present day. In the hospital, a security guard pushes a gurney covered in a blanket into a vacant side room. He shuts the door and the covers are pushed back. Matt sits up quickly and turns to the guard.
When you came in the room, I was already dead. You don't remember seeing anyone else in that room. You took me to the morgue, but that's all you remember. Oh, and do me a favor, take off all your clothes.
Oh, let me give you my clothes.
Yeah, good idea. Hurry up, let's go. Come on.
Nathan struggles to keep his balance as he and Peter land at the Grand Canyon.
Why are we here, Nathan?
I shouldn't be around people right now.
Nathan looks at the canyon below.
Something happened to me out there, Pete.
What?
I nearly put you through a wall with a flick of my hand. If Siler gets into my head the way he got into Park, I can't risk that with you. There's a road around here somewhere. You'll find your way home.
A golden glow appears as Peter grabs Nathan's arm.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Go ahead. I'll be right behind you.
Peter stares at Nathan, and the pair fly away at high speed. In Joseph's caravan...
The images on that film leave little doubt. The destruction your brother is capable of cannot be...
I'm well aware what he's capable of, but Samuel himself has no idea. And it's been my life's work to keep it that way. To keep him in the dark about the true nature of his power.
Mahinder considers Joseph's words as he takes a seat.
Soon after our release from internment in Coyote Sands, my mother told me the truth about Samuel. You saw it on film. My mother lived it. She knew exactly how dangerous he could become. I've kept our community small in number to ensure Samuel's power remains subdued. I love my brother. But he's become a man of great ambition. Somewhere inside, he can taste it. The immense potential he was born with.
Under the right circumstances, your brother's powers could increase a thousandfold. The information on that film can...
Burn the film! Go back to India. We must do everything possible to keep this genie in a bottle.
How do I know I can trust you?
Joseph leans close to Mahinda.
I've watched over him for 40 years, and everything's been just fine. You're no longer welcome here.
Mahinda stares at Joseph, then gets up from the table and leaves the caravan. Joseph swigs from a hip flask as he watches Mahinda leave. Outside, Mahinda pauses for a moment before turning and walking quickly away. Nearby, Samuel is standing out of sight to the side of the caravan, listening to Mahinda leave. 8 weeks ago, Mahinda's sitting on the side of a bed, making a phone call.
Mira. It's me. You were right. This was all a mistake. I should have left that film in the trash. I should have left that box unopened. I miss you. I'll be on the next plane now.
He hangs up and looks across the darkened room at the film reel lying on a nearby table. He picks it up and stares at it for a long moment. He places a metal waste paper bin next to the table and pulls the reel out of the casing. Squirting lighter fluid from a bottle into the bin, he drops the reel in after it. He strikes a match and holds it above the bin, staring down at the reel. When he finally lets the match drop, it freezes in midair. Hero steps out from behind Mahinda, who's frozen in time. Hero quickly wipes blood from his nose with a tissue, then looks down at another film reel in his hands. He walks around Mahinda, who's still frozen in place, and replaces his reel with the one in the bin. With the film of Chandra Suresh in his hand, Hero starts to walk away, but then stops and turns back towards Mahinda.
Be careful, Dr. Suresh. Evil Butterfly Man will be coming for you.
At Noah's.
You know, you have not lost control of your abilities in over an hour. Whatever's happening with you, I don't think it's physical.
It's psychological. Great. I panic attack with powers.
When did it start?
Just this morning. I was sitting in this diner thinking about...
About what?
About changing everything. My entire life. I've been so lost, Claire. I tried so hard to put my old life back together. But once I did, nothing fit anymore. And I met this strange man named Samuel. He lives with a group of people.
Who all have abilities. Yeah, I met him too.
He invited me to join them. To move to this place where we're all accepted. I think I might do it. Give up everything. Just start a new life.
Maybe you should. Maybe that's what your body's telling you it wants.
It's great to have someone to talk to about all this. It's hard to find a friend out there in the normal world. Someone you can trust.
Yeah, I had someone like that. I'm pretty sure that's over. Oh, it just sounded so good on paper. College. Now I'm starting to wonder if
it's hard out there for girls like us.
Noah arrives.
Ladies.
Claire's regrown foot rests on the coffee table.
How was your day?
Oh, you know. Same old, same old.
The severed one is right next to it. Mahinda unfreezes and the lit match drops into the bin, setting the film alight. Samuel bursts through the door.
I need to know what was on that film. It's about my ability, isn't it? A way for me to increase my power 1,000-fold. Tell me!
Your brother warned me about you.
After all these years, he's been betraying me. Holding me back so that he can keep playing the king.
He crushes a lump of rock in his hand.
This is your last chance. Tell me what was on that film.
Never.
I will learn the truth.
And I will do everything I can to stop you.
Samuel holds up the crushed stone, which hovers in midair as he moves his hand away. He flings his arm forward, and the shards race towards Mahinda, embedding in his chest. The force of the blow throws Mahinda to the floor. Samuel's immediately full of remorse.
I'm sorry.
A panicked Samuel races towards the motel room door and runs out, leaving Mahinda and the bin, which is still on fire. He sits up and pats his chest. Pulling his t-shirt up, he discovers a bulletproof vest underneath.
Hero?
Hero, old friend. I'm not the Hero Nakamura you know. I've come 8 weeks from the future.
To save my life?
No. To save this film. In the future I come from, you were dead.
I was murdered right here in this room. How did you know I would need that Kevlar vest?
My time travel is not so good lately. The first time I tried, I arrived 10 minutes from now. Wasn't pretty.
If I hadn't gone right to Samuel, he would have never known the secrets of his power. My investigation has corrupted him. We have to stop him, Hero.
And we will. But first, you have to disappear for 8 more weeks until he releases Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes. Samuel is holding captive the woman I love until I deliver this film.
Hero, this man is extremely dangerous. I can't just go away for 8 weeks while he consolidates his power.
Please, if he knew I spared your life, he will never release Charlie.
I understand your concern, and I appreciate all that you've done for me. But our primary focus must be stopping Samuel.
I will not risk Charlie's life.
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree, Hero.
If you will not disappear until Charlie is safe, then I will have to make you disappear.
What do you mean?
Heroes frozen Mahinda in time.
Sorry.
He used to say, put your finger in a bucket of water, pull it out, and see how fast that hole fills up. Thanks a lot, thanks a lot.
Hero holds the film reel out to Samuel, who takes it and guides Hero away from the dinner table.
You have your film. Now I want Charlie.
Soon. Sorry, your friend had to die.
He walks away with the film, leaving Hero empty-handed. Mahinda opens his eyes and looks around to find he's lying in a padded cell wearing a straitjacket. Riverdale Psychiatric Hospital.
Mr. Amadi, time for your medication.
My name is Mahinda Suresh. My name is Mahinda.
As the injection takes effect, Mahinda's head slumps forward. The psychiatric staff lie him on the floor, then leave. Matt's on the phone at Midland Hospital.
Janice, honey, it's me. Look, this is tough to explain to a machine. Remember I told you there was a guy inside my head taking control of my mind, a monster named Siler? Well, I just want to let you know the craziness over the last few weeks is finally over. And Siler's gone. He's gone back into his own body. I think he got what he wanted.
Tracy's sitting alone at the diner, eating some food. She's sitting with her back to the entrance, but freezes when she hears the door open. Samuel walks in and slowly heads in her direction. She smiles at him as he takes a seat next to her at the counter.
I'm not really sure what I'm doing here. Not even sure what I hope to find. I just know that I can't go on living my old life anymore.
I'm glad you called, Tracy. I hoped you would. I felt a real connection between us. There's something I'm gonna ask of you. A way for you to use your gifts to help make this a better world for all people of abilities. Together we can accomplish great things. You have.
He looks around the diner briefly, then draws closer to her and begins to talk. At Peter's apartment, Nathan's sitting at a table. Peter joins him.
Nathan, this idea, this thought that you're...
Siler?
Yeah.
Change your voice, change your face, still him underneath. These hands have killed dozens of people, Pete. Friends of ours. Whoever Nathan Petrelli was is gone now. Just some random thoughts in a mass murderer's head.
Okay, look, assuming that I believe any of that, well, what would it matter? I mean, didn't Matt say that he forced Siler out?
You really think Matt could purge every sick thought from that head? To the rest of the world, I'm Nathan Petrelli, Pete. But every time you look at me, the way you're looking at me right now, you're gonna see Siler. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, Pete.
The brothers stare at each other. To be continued.